It's unbelievable. Who put the fucking cameras in this place?
Oh, who the fuck are you?
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the All Right Already podcast. It is Tuesday, April 25th. Going around the table, we got Johnny O, Mike Shane, Chris Emsley, The Gam, and myself, Scott Paul.
All right. Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Missed last week, but good to be back.
Voice sounds strong today, Scott.
Well, I was resting and all that. I was doing a lot of talking.
Good.
Yeah.
Just like Meryl Reese, Scott doesn't speak for an entire day.
I don't think I put me in the Meryl Reese category.
Sell yourself short, buddy.
Seriously, it sounded good on that intro, man.
Oh, thank you.
When's the last time you talked? Like a week or so? Or?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
I'm fully erect.
The name is Bob.
That's worth it right there.
Scott's like, well, my job is done.
I can literally drop the mic and get out of here.
Yeah.
Booyah!
This table was rocking, now it's all ready.
Episode 74.
I know, man. It's crazy.
That's, I don't know if my math is right, but is that 3-year anniversary?
No,
we got two more. Two more, right?
No. It's been two. Like, I posted on Facebook, we reached 2 years like a couple weeks ago.
Three.
Was it three?
Fuck yeah. April 1st was the first episode.
52, and then another 26. That's 2014. So 78.
Right? I don't think it added up right. I think we missed a couple.
Well, we probably missed a couple. Because, especially over the winter, we had like a month or two where we missed at least like two.
Yeah, we just couldn't
get it together.
Couldn't make a jibe.
This is the part where everybody turns the radio up when they're trying to listen to us do math about like how many episodes we have.
So excited. Tune in, folks. We'll do math. We'll do some trig next week.
We're going to figure out how many we did last 5 months.
We're going to go back and figure all this out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was April 15th, 3 years, was the first episode.
Nice.
Oh, I thought it was the first we did it.
No.
I guess I'm wrong.
I don't know, whatever it was, it's been 3 years, and I posted on April 15th.
Nice.
That's when the Primordial Ooze episode?
Yep.
Yes.
Episode one. It's been a long run, guys.
Yes, it has.
It's been a roller coaster.
I feel like it just keeps going up. I'm waiting for the drop. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
The precipitous drop.
That inclination, it just keeps going. Or not,
wait for it to become fun. I'm waiting for the fun up to start.
Jumping the shark.
We've done that yet?
When did our podcast jump the shark?
Oh, speaking of which, Joni.
I think it was the second episode.
Joni died.
Yeah. Sucks.
Who it is?
Joni.
Joni Cunningham. I don't even know her real name.
Moran. Erin Moran.
Yeah.
Or Moran. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Joni loves Chachi.
She had a lot of problems.
Yeah, apparently. I did not know that.
She died of cancer.
Yeah, but she died of stage 4 liver, maybe?
Wow.
I don't know.
But cancer.
Bone,
I thought. Oh, was it bone? Up. Okay.
Ron Howard was so successful, it's hard to live up to that shit.
That's true.
I didn't realize that she was in a lawsuit. Apparently, Happy Days or CBS owed them some money because they weren't getting royalties. Yeah, I did not know that. Her and Tom Bosley and Mrs. Cunningham. I don't remember her real name.
Mrs. C.
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita, yeah.
Pat Morita was on Happy Days?
Yeah. He was out.
He was
the replacement. Yes, Arnold.
Yeah. Wow. I never really watched Happy Days. So.
Or was he the original?
He was the original.
He was, yeah. And then Al came in, or Arnold. Yeah, no, he was Arnold, and then Al came in, right? Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen that show forever.
It's been a while. We did the Haunted Days, if you remember.
Yes.
We did that episode.
Miss Todd. The other thing, they were talking about it on a local radio station, that there was like a older brother, and they just kind of shut him out.
Yes.
Yep. I remember. It was like the first episode or something.
Yeah.
He went upstairs and he never came back down.
Yeah.
And then, they were also talking about, there was, a time warp where it was, in the 1950s, but then they, scooted it to, the 70s or 80s when...
Yeah. Oh, what, later 70s. On, you mean?
Yeah, what's that?
Started in the 50s, and they warped it to the 70s.
Yeah.
Did they really? I always thought it was just always 50s.
I think they did, yeah.
Towards the later episodes, they just kind of, warped it. Yeah. And then, it was, 80s when Joni Loves Chachi came on.
Yeah.
Remember?
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you remember when the Fonz met Mork?
Yeah. Mork for Mork.
That was the shit, man. That was like
right.
They used to like launch shows off other shows.
That always. Crossover episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that before or after they jumped the shark?
Oh, it was way.
I'm sure it was after.
Yes.
just to mention that, Chachi, Scott Baio is a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, what did he do this time?
He came out and was like, oh, you know, yeah, I hadn't talked to Miss Moran or whatever, Joni, in years. But he's like, you know, I don't know that drugs and alcohol are what killed her. But, you know, pretty much in my opinion, if you drink or do drugs at all anyway, it's going to kill you anyway. So, you know.
He recanted his statement.
I know he did, but he recanted it because he got fucking blowback, in my opinion. He didn't do it because he actually feels that way.
It's kind of a dumb thing to say. Just don't
fucking say shit like that, dude.
It's kind of maybe say it in private, but don't say it in public.
Yeah, he said it on a podcast. Fuck you, Scott.
I wish he said it on our podcast.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, there you go, Scott. You want to discuss this with me? You come to my podcast, bitch.
Let's throw down right here. That's a challenge to you, Scott Baio.
Do you think we can get him?
Probably.
Do you think we can get Willie Ames?
Yeah, more likely him.
Who's Willie Ames?
From Charles in Charge. And Zapped. They kept the duo together.
Nicole Eckert. God, I love her.
Back in the day, dude.
Yeah. That was special back in the day.
I thought she was better on that than Baywatch, to be honest.
Charles in Charge? Then
on Charles in Charge when I was younger.
I remember watching Zapped because it had some titties in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I remember Zapped.
He grows like weed in like the school laboratory and it like smokes it and it has like the power to like lift girls' skirts.
telekinesis.
Yeah. That is an impressive 80s, like, fucking, you know, sitcom.
That's a movie
premise. Oh, is it?
It's a movie premise.
Oh, my God.
Well, Happy Days spawned Laverne and Shirley, Blansky's Beauties, Mork and Mindy, Out of the Blue, Joni Loves Chachi, and the cartoon Fonz and Happy Days Gang.
Holy shit.
I remember that cartoon, actually. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Do you remember when Scott Baio used to tie a bandana around his thigh?
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Try to set that trend.
Yeah.
Didn't really work out.
No.
Are you bleeding?
So, speaking of which,
do you have an injury?
I can't fucking believe this. I couldn't believe my own eyes. There was Nordstrom's selling jeans for $425. They're called Muddy Jeans. And they look like they're slathered in mud. Like you worked in the mud all day.
I saw that today.
For fucking $425, you want to look like blue collar.
That's funny.
Infuriated.
It's ridiculous.
It was funny. I had these poor people over my house, like cleaning out my gutters. And I put those pants on just to try to fit in with them.
And you had your shiny white shoes.
Yeah, they found me out. I had really nice shoes and socks on.
You had your white collar. On yeah. and
I had a tuxedo on the top.
I was sitting around in my smoking jacket and my bow tie.
I'm going to post a picture of the Muddy Jeans on
that's crazy.
Our Facebook.
But. The other thing you could put on there along the same vein is some women's handbag company is selling for $2,100-something a bag that if you take the naming off, it looks exactly like those gigantic bags that you get for 99 cents at IKEA. You know, like the huge blue bags that you can buy. I am totally not. And people are looking at it and they were like, stupid people are paying $2,000 for a fucking IKEA bag.
It's like a vinyl covered canvas bag.
Theirs is leather, but it looks exactly the same as the IKEA bag.
It's like a beach bag almost.
Yeah, it's just a big fucking bag with a little pocket on the front. And like four handles.
You don't remember the name?
I'm sure I could find it pretty easily.
Just give out money too easily. Meanwhile, I'm working my dick off to
get like 50%
of my gross pay.
It's crazy. I still can't believe it says muddy. I thought it was like bad when they had like the distressed.
Right.
Well, distressed. But
muddy.
They're like,
come on.
The distressed ones, they actually like, they sew things that in the back so they don't spread the hole.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's whatever.
Almost justified.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I just think it's ridiculous that some jeans are just so, like, expensive. It's like, come on, man, really? They're just jeans. I mean, really? Like, come on.
Start doing some red chalk jeans.
Look like you just snapped out. See that cat, like, reflexes?
Did you find it, Mike?
Yes, I did. It's a company called, like, Balenciaga.
I've never heard of them.
I've never heard of them either.
It's pronounced Balance Yoga. You're on the wrong website.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I'll show it to Chris.
Yep.
It's the fucking IKEA bag.
It is.
IKEA bag.
Wow.
That's so stupid.
That is. I thought it might have been like Kate Spade or one of those, you know, one of those companies.
We got to think of something like that.
We're going to start fucking doing Ball textiles sex. Here.
Yeah, Ball sacks.
Maybe,
all right. How about instead of truck nuts, we'll do like bag nuts or something.
All right, already ball sack cozies.
Coin purse.
Coin purse.
It's right there.
Coin purse.
No, just coin purse. Literally like a ball sack coin purse.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like those little ones.
Now, copyrighting that, listeners. Don't take it.
I
thought you were talking about like one of those little coin purses where you squeeze
it. Oh, you could do that too.
Put vagina lips on pussy. It. It'd be awesome. You like squeeze it.
There goes our female audience already. They're out. Can't get through an episode very far.
They're running to the store.
No, they want to buy them too.
Yeah. Bag of dicks.
Get a bunch of carpet lickers.
How about you suck on my bag of dicks?
That's Louis C.K.
That is funny.
What's a bag of dicks look like? Is it a whole bunch like squished together like chicken parts? Do I pull them out one at a time?
Wow.
Oh, the Emsleys are in the house today. Mm.
Definitely. Burn. That's that coffee beer, man. That's what happens. Gets it going.
It's 9%. It's the founder's Sumatra Mountain Brown.
I see.
I'm going to shit right beer.
Yeah. It's an Imperial Brown Ale brewed with Sumatra coffee.
Does it have caffeine in it?
Probably. It's brewed with coffee.
Is Sumatra coffee the coffee where they feed the beans and the animal shits it out?
Yeah. No, the monkey coffee.
No, there's a... forget. It's something with an M. It's McKellar or something like that.
It's the most expensive coffee you can buy.
Cats eat it. Cats eat the coffee beans and shit them out.
No, I thought it was monkeys.
It's monkeys.
No, it's cats.
No, it's monkeys.
Well, no, for this beer.
Disappointing.
Oh, for yours. Oh, yeah. Cats shit you're eating. Are you being funny now?
No, I'll look it up. It's cat shit beer. Yeah, I had it with Big Daddy.
Sumatra.
Would you rather eat coffee beans that are monkey shit out or a cat shit out?
How about neither?
But if you had to pick.
I think what it is, shit and then they spray it down, they wash the beans.
They wash it.
It just has like...
Fresh out the turd! We grab that here. Brew it up for
you. I don't know what it does, but it like I think it adds acidity from their stomachs.
I picture going to like the coffee bar and like here's a jar of like monkey turd and you can pick out your own special
so
turd.
So crazy.
I think I would go for the monkey shit.
Yeah, I think I would.
They eat lots of fruits.
Yeah. Right, so you're making fun of me, but like, meanwhile, I know you guys ate mushrooms in high school, and you're eating mushrooms on a cow shit.
I'm making fun of you. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it. That's all. I would eat the monkey shit over the cat shit. That's all I'm saying.
You eat
I'm sorry. The coffee bean.
Coffee bean.
Would you eat coffee beans out of a cow or a cat? Shit.
I probably... That's a good one, actually.
That is a good one.
I probably drier. Yeah, but cats eat lots of like fish and stuff. They smell.
It stinks.
I don't think it's like an actual like house cat.
What's like a lion?
Do I know the cat? Is it my cat?
It could be. Start feeding your cat coffee beans.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
You ever pick up dog turds with your hand? No glove.
No.
I've had to use like a paper plastic bag.
Fuck that. You bare hand.
Dry hand it.
No,
I'm good.
I like it.
There was a great video of some dude in Philly.
Yeah, viral video of the Yeah, it's the Philly offensive. He's actually Timmy JJ McGuire. He's a union laborer.
Oh,
okay. Just want to give him some credit.
That's the guy with the cat, the dog shit.
He's like, what, it's not fucking Christmas. Pick up your dog shit.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, fuck you or whatever. And he was like, look, you're going to pick up the dog shit or I'm going to knock your little fucking junkie boyfriend the fuck out. And her boyfriend's like, I told you to pick it up.
Yeah, all that stuff, it's all staged.
It gets
hair up so many people's asses. He does other ones
steaks
where like...
for taxpayers.
Yeah, these people like went into the grocery store and they bought steaks on their food stamps.
Oh, nice.
Steaks and lobsters and shit.
My favorite's when he goes down to Kensington, like looking for his sister-in-law, and she's like tricking for heroin, and he's like pleading for her to come, and he's like, "Well, I drove all the way down here. Will you blow me for $10?"
Oh my god! Fuck you, asshole! Wow.
We'd probably get him on the podcast.
We talked about him before, didn't we?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. We
I
did
offered
a while
him
back.
A job, Facebook Messenger.
Did you? What'd he say?
He's like, "I'm good right now."
That's cool.
When he needed a job, I couldn't get him one.
Yeah.
We should bring him on.
Hide and seek for $1,000 a week. That's what union laborers do.
Hide and seek for $1,000.
There you go. I'm like, where the fuck's the labor at? I see the porter shitter sleeping.
Wow, wow.
Good dudes, though.
So anyway, the coffee beer is cat shit beans or whatever.
Yes, it's cat shit beans.
But that's not the beer that he's drinking.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what that was.
Sumatra coffee. The other one is I forget how to pronounce the name.
Monkeyada.
Dingleberry?
A dingle.
Oh, I learned an interesting poo fact today.
Oh.
It's McKellar's. It's called Geek Brunch Weasel.
Geek Brunch Weasel beer?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the cat shit beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not coffee catcher. Go ahead, Mike.
Do you remember why, or do you remember when we were kids that, like, when you saw old dog shit, it would be all white?
Yes.
And now that never happens anymore?
Yes. Like,
dog shit doesn't really turn white anymore.
Because they took the fat out of the dog food?
They took bone meal out. They used to use ground up, like, cow bones and shit as filler in dog food. And they don't do that anymore.
So mystery solved.
There you go. That's what it was. It was the calcium in the bones.
For all you dog shit enthusiasts out there.
I've picked up a few white turds.
You know.
It's
true.
It's interesting, though. I didn't know that.
I thought they just ate powdered donuts or something.
My dog would eat the fuck out of a powdered donut. That little son of a bitch now, he's just going into the bathroom and just eating the toilet paper. Like, right off the roll. He just takes chunks out of it.
Oh, did you buy one of those cow femurs?
No, I didn't end up buying them because I was going into town after. So I didn't want to, because you got to keep them frozen.
So you guys are talking about A-Day?
A-Day,
yeah. We are.
Agricultural Day at DelVal College.
There you go.
Word.
Nice. You guys were like on a side conversation. I was like, what the fuck are they talking
about? I spotted a juggalo. He had the hatchet man on the back of his neck. I wanted to take a picture of it, but
wow.
I don't want to be that guy.
Did he have grease paint on?
No grease paint, but you could tell he was a juggalo.
He just had
the hatchet man, and then he had like, I don't know what the fuck kind of camouflage you call it, because it's like maroon.
Like the red and black, gray.
Red, black, gray, and like a midnight green.
Gotcha.
That would be called douchebag.
Yeah, those pants, and then he had a wife beater on.
It's pretty cool.
I had a juggalo drywall delivery guy.
Yeah, was this the guy you told us about?
Crane? Recently.
Oh, it's a new juggalo.
It was a fucking piece. Dude, you know your life's bad when you're the fucking loader that rides in the drywall truck and you get out and you unload sheetrock all day.
Yeah.
And that guy was a juggalo?
Yeah.
Was he like grease paint, or you just could tell by tats and stuff?
He had the fucking hatchet man.
Dude, that's like the calling card now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a chance to talk to the juggalo? Did you engage with the juggalo or just kind of observe from a distance? Chris. Just
fuck him.
Oh, no. I just observed.
You fucked him?
Wow. Nice. Awesome. I didn't know, baby. You go, hey, yo, man, you going to the gathering?
I should have, but I was with I was with my mom and my daughter.
Listen,
so.
I understand why you don't want to get involved.
I'd just be in the crowd like, Dark Carnival!
Family!
Cotton candy.
Love me some cotton candy.
Miracles, man. Miracles.
Oh, that's an actual song by ICP.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
About eating pussy.
Riddle box.
Hey, that's a good album.
It's like, what? You just turn around looking all over.
The halls of illusion.
You probably look at Chris and be like, that guy's juggling it.
Oh, man, there's a family member.
You know, I think Miracles is the only juggalo or ICP song I have ever heard.
I've heard Cotton Candy.
We
played
Cotton Candy on that.
I played it.
Oh, did we?
Okay. Refresh. Let's do a quick refresh if you want.
It's on Chris's EP they like or something.
Yeah. And I think I played Halls of Illusion.
Yo, I think that was actually season. We don't have season.
Well, yeah.
It's all one big season.
Let's get an extended season. We'll take a break and go away for 6 months and see who's clamoring to get back. To listen to us.
See you next season.
We go on hiatus.
What are you doing on the off season, Scott?
Nothing.
I see stories in people's faces.
was gonna say that's Nas.
I think the second anniversary. I listened to it recently of All Right Already. One pussy I think we played this. It's like 2 years of road talk.
We had that Juggalo phase that we're going through there.
Dave was on it too. Remember that? 2 years of road talk. Yep. That was season two, episode or second anniversary.
Dave was talking about us walking around in our bare feet
in road talk. Yeah.
Feels good. It's fucking soothing. Me and Chris are working back in the old hood. Feels weird.
Oh, yeah? Which old hood?
We're doing a job in the Grove.
Oh, nice.
In the Grove.
The Grove, man.
Back in the old hood. This is the second bowling alley I've transformed into something else.
Like oh, what? Are you working at Thunderbird?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what is it going to be?
Sherwood and Fitzwater. It's going to be a collision center.
Oh, okay.
The Lands Bowl I did, it turned into like a senior center and a soup kitchen.
Mm. Yeah, in Lansdale.
Is there any more? Like Earl Bowl's still around, but like
Thunderbird, Warrington.
Yeah, Thunderbird and Warminster is still there.
Yes.
And Facienda.
Oh, that's the one. In,
Facienda Whitaker. Yeah,
in North Wales, or East Norton.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the 24-hour one?
I don't know if it's 24 hours.
Yeah, it's 24 hours.
Is it?
Yeah. They can afford to have it open 24 hours?
What a weird-ass name, though.
I don't know.
I can never remember that name.
It's called Forrest Whitaker.
Facienda Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker. It's like Dave. It's got a shit eye.
It's right next to the double TT fucking diner.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I know I went bowling once there at like 2:30 in the morning. But
oh, well, that's it, man. Yeah, it's a shame, though, about Thunderbird Willow Grove. I used to take my kids there all the time, full.
Bowling's really dropping off.
Dude, it was always dead when I walk in. It was not like...
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, oh yeah, that'll be $500 to do three games. I'm like, I know why you're out of business, asshole.
It's bullshit.
That's the problem, is they went from being so fucking cheap
that
everybody would do it, and then they had to start raising their prices, and it was like they didn't gradually raise their prices over time. So when that spike hit, everybody was like, fuck this. I mean, dude, you remember, I mean, this, you know, we're talking 20 years ago, but you remember how cheap it used to be when we go fucking bowling.
It should be like a dollar a game.
John and I, like an hour? We had like a time limit, and we try to get so many games in.
Yep.
Yeah.
$10 a piece.
$10 a piece for like an hour?
An hour or two.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
Unlimited bowling.
Unlimited.
A couple turkeys.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's to know you're
live. Start throwing overhands.
Dude, remember the time when I had water on my shoe? And I went to, this was actually at Thunderbird Warminster. And like, when those shoes don't slide when there's water on them. So I must have stepped in water. I went full speed. My foot just stopped and my whole body flew forward onto the lanes.
Oh, really?
It was the most embarrassing thing. It's so packed. Chris was sitting there just like laughing at me, but like,
it's called an inertia.
It was inertia, but like,
physics is a motherfucker.
It is a bitch, man.
Bill Nye popped out and was like, let's talk about this.
Yeah, I flew right into
once
the lane.
Once in motion, always in motion.
You know what kind of horrible bowling memories I have as a child? I remember getting thrown out of one of the bowling alleys because my dad was throwing the ball so hard he was breaking pins. you guys have to leave. And I'm like, why do we have to leave?
I remember remember the old one in Chalfont?
Yeah, the pit catcher.
I remember getting tossed out of there because Bill was fucking bowling two balls at once. Remember when you said, we went there on Wednesdays a few times. We go there on like Wednesdays, they had some super discount thing. And
pit catcher was the shit.
It was a nice place.
I remember
Fred left, the guy that owned it.
John and I were bowling at Lands Bowl, and I used to be able to do this trick where I would like intentionally throw a gutter ball with enough spin, it would take out the 11 pin.
Okay.
And you're like, fuck you can't do that.
I'm like, bounce out of the gutter.
Yeah, it would roll down and then it would go into the gutter and then it would just bounce out.
It would bounce out, yeah.
And like take out the pin.
Ha! Yep.
And then the other...
Oh, I thought there was more to the story.
there was like another one where like...
And then...
Remember the one where, like, I don't know what the fuck I did, but, like, my ball came back with, like, chunks of a pin and sawdust all over it.
Blood and hair.
Yeah. I knocked a bowling pin into the back, and it was, like, stuck in the machine, and it was, like, grinding a pin down into, like, nothing.
We had good times there, Chris.
Yeah.
Bowling there. That was awesome.
They were, like, shitty fucking lanes.
What, Lands Bowl?
Yeah.
I bowled 200 there.
I bowled, like, a 178 with you.
I liked those lanes. We knew those lanes. That's maybe why we were good at it.
Well, they wouldn't let us bowl on the upper tier because those were like the league lanes, and they were like oiled nicely. Yeah. The other ones were like kids like throwing the ball like up in the air like 6 feet down the lane, and they had like dents and divots, and they were all shitty. And then the one time John and I went to Earl Bowl, and like our scores went up by like 50, 60 points each.
Because they're real late.
They were like synthetic, and they were like throwing your ball down like dough.
There used to be the one, whatever, where Happy Times was.
Yeah, it was Happy Times.
Yeah.
Bowling.
He's talking County Line. Really, really nice. That was a nice bowling alley. But again, there was nobody fucking in there. What sucks is Happy Times has been used, but that bowling alley is still just sitting there.
Whoa.
I thought they tore it down.
Did they?
I don't know.
I think they tore it down.
Fuck, did they? Shit, Last time I went by, I saw it. And I was like, that sucks. I know.
You guys ever go to the Game is Afoot?
No,
the arcade
what is it?
Over by the Regal at Warrington? 611 County Line?
You told me about this, I think.
No.
It's fucking awesome. They have like arcade machines that are better than a MAME simulator. It has like every NES game, every Sega game.
Oh, man.
Every game from any console when we were kids.
They have Herzog's Y?
Yes, they have Herzog's
Y. Shit.
Wow.
I played it.
Did you really?
It sucks so bad. But they have the MAME emulator. I mean, it's a cool place. You pay by the half hour.
All right.
Oh, you just play whatever you want. You just have time. That's pretty cool.
That was like, I haven't been there in a while. I know I've talked about it on the podcast, but Barcade was so much fucking fun.
I want to hit that place up.
It's so much fun.
I've been to Barcade.
I loved it.
I mean, they got some weak ass games.
Oh, they're all really old. Yeah. They're all like early to mid 80s games.
Well, yeah, it's going for like Gen Xers.
Yeah, it's a hipster bar.
It is a hipster bar.
Well, like millennials, I don't think they... I don't know. Do they actually play video games?
They do here. Like when we were the few times I've been there, it's a young crowd. It's a very young crowd.
The guy had like a top hat and like was on a unicycle playing like
like pinball.
Trying to play
he's like riding back and forth, yeah. Catching state level.
Like, pinball, the game changes every time. So like that's why I like it.
Oh yeah,
but
I love pinball.
You never really see anyone playing pinball anymore. Like there's
no,
it's used
not
to be like the one at the 7-Eleven or the
yep.
one.
Yeah.
At the movie theater, but you never see pinball machines anywhere.
No, people don't do it. They don't play games like that.
No.
It's different.
It requires skill.
Yeah.
Not memorization.
True.
The handlebar. It's half a block to the left of the barcade.
Okay.
It's awesome. The girls take their clothes off on
Only
Fridays.
On Fridays.
Oh, really?
They're not strippers. They just take their clothes
off. Just the tops.
That's fun.
What? Nice. Where is this?
The handlebar. It's like a union thug bar.
What is it? A union thug bar?
Yeah, it's like union workers go there.
There's tons of hard hats surrounding the perimeter. Guys leave them, put their stickers up.
Oh, that's cool.
The girls run around topless on Fridays.
Yeah, they close the shades. They'll like stick their ass up in the air. They have like these giant totes filled with ice and beer. Like it's hard to get shit on tap there. It's an awesome, grimy 150.
Where is it at?
Frankfurt and...
Northeast?
Gerard.
No.
It's
Frankfurt Avenue starts at intersection of Frankfurt and Delaware Ave by the Sugar House.
Oh, okay.
Like 500 feet from Barcade.
Gotcha. I don't know where Barcade is. I don't know.
Fishtown area.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then if you go to the right, like about a block, you can go to Frankfurt Hall.
Yep.
Steven Starr's like beer garden. It's pretty badass.
Cool.
And then up the street, Steven Seagal has a bar.
Steven Seagal has a bar?
No way.
It's called Out for Justice.
No fucking way. You're lying.
I am.
I knew it. Did you know he signed a movie deal?
With Netflix?
Was it with Netflix?
I think so.
Like, I just saw something. Go ahead.
It's just like Adam Sandler's, like where he does like 8 movies or whatever, but they come out like every 3 months. He does like 5 or 6 a year. It's insane. I don't know if you guys have seen any of them, but that's about as far as I got with that.
Anybody seen a new Chappelle episode, specials?
No.
Yeah. Two of them, right?
Yeah.
So I watched them. They're really good.
Oh, were they? Awesome. Okay.
I thought the first one was better, but man, it was pretty funny.
I made it like 20 minutes into the first one, and then Tara and I were both really tired. But I was like,
I thought it was good. I thought it was good right away.
Absolutely.
Not like right away, but I thought it rolled along. Like when he's talking about the big dudes out in like the middle of like New York. Like he's like, yo, I know the hardest brothers out in New York wearing high heels. It's just really funny. It reminded me a lot of old, like, it's not as good as Killing Him Softly, but
it's good.
It was good.
Really, yeah, I'll give it another decent, shot, though.
But that sound quality is screwed up.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I noticed it from one, like the first one and then.
Oh, really?
I watched the second one. I watched them over at T-Nice's.
Nice.
I was laughing my ass off watching them. Yeah. I thought they were funny. Man.
Netflix?
Yeah.
And paid $105 million to have Scorsese direct this new film with De Niro, Pacino. It's called The Irishman.
Okay. Oh. It's going to be a Netflix original, I take it?
Yeah. I can't find the rest of the
it's
names.
It's cool. They're making nice. And Adam Sandler.
No.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's like Goodfellas.
Yeah, basically. De Niro, Pesci, and Scorsese, and De Niro.
Pacino.
We need like a new
group. Honestly, for $105 million, that's not that that's expensive.
Hard. You're not going to find any Gen Xers that are fucking hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Name one up-and-coming action star that's younger than us.
Yeah, there aren't
any.
Well, Chris Pratt, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
No, just for the rights. That's not paying the actors.
Oh.
Oh, shit. But I mean, like, we need, like, a new director or, like, whatever. Let's be like, you know what I mean?
When Ang Lee's not cutting it.
M. Light Shyamalama?
No. Yeah, there's no shit. Well, even they're old now, really. You know what I mean? Like
Shyamalama Ding Dong?
Yeah. It used to be, like, there's a lot of good directors, and, like, I would follow them. Like, the guy did, like, Boogie Nights and shit.
Yeah, and like Tarantino in his day, and
so absolutely
the film's about it's called The Irishman, but it's about Frank Sheeran, and he's in the possible involvement with the Jimmy Hoffa murder.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Jimmy Hoffa will be played by Pacino.
Pacino's getting a little long in the tooth to play Jimmy Hoffa.
Harvey Keitel's playing Angelo Bruno.
Oh, you looked it up?
Right, I'm looking at it right now.
But I think Hoffa was only like 40-something when he died, wasn't he?
He was in his 50s.
Was he in his 50s?
Yeah, he just got out of prison.
They never found his body, though, right?
No.
It's under the Meadowlands.
That's the rumor.
But, you know, people have done ground penetrating radar there, and they did not find anything.
Well, he was apparently last seen in a
diner
in Michigan. Was it Chicago? Michigan. Yeah. The fuck? They freeze his ass and ship him all the way to Giant Stadium? Like, it's kind of like, it seems like a long way to go.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it.
Probably the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, just throw him in the cement shoes and...
You know what's fucked up?
Peace out.
I never realized. I was thinking, like, Chicago is, like, being cold and windy and, like, shitty.
Yep, it is.
What? No, I didn't realize they had beaches and stuff.
They do, but it's in the winter. It's fucking brutal there.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
But yeah, in the summer, it gets really fucking hot.
Well, now, it's better weather than we have here. Yeah, it's like probably 75 degrees.
And yeah, they have beaches on on Lake Michigan.
Superior,
whatever.
They don't go down the shore.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
They can't go down the shore.
Yeah.
I forget where those motherfucking lakes are.
It's Holmes.
They're north. They're above us.
They're above us. So, oh, their beach is on a great lake.
Right, yeah. They're on the lake.
So it's fresh water.
I guess. But I know that the tides and stuff go with the moon, but like, do they actually get decent waves and stuff? Like, there's
no, you can't surf.
Well, no, I'm not saying surf, but like at the Jersey Shore, like the waves coming in, there's like a decent undertow. You can get sucked out.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that, probably. Right.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
This is things I'm wondering. Like, maybe the audience can help us out here.
Are we going to have to call in?
Any callers?
or just a message. Like, since it's freshwater, there's no seashells.
Oh, I'm getting a text.
You are?
Shut the fuck up, it says.
That's fucked up, kid.
What's that? Is that...
It was directed to me, so...
Oh, I thought it was listener Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. I just got a text from listener Steve.
Because we have listeners out in, like, Michigan and...
Whatnot. Oh, that's true.
We can find out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because, like, you know, when you go to the Jersey Shore, you step all over broken seashells.
True.
So there's no sea life there, so... Or, I mean, not...
Oh, there's sea life on the Jersey Shore, for sure.
No, I'm saying in, like, the Great Lakes. Like, what's there? Like,
fish?
Freshwater fish.
I know.
But, and like, it is Lake Michigan.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they don't have sharks.
No, I'm saying, like, but, like, the beaches, the sand must be nice.
Pteranodon.
Yeah, probably. I mean, but the beaches at the, you know, shore being all seashells, it's also, dude, I mean, it's different, like, Jersey Shore beaches. Because, like, think about the beaches in Florida and shit. They're fucking soft sand, you know.
And even North Carolina.
Even North Carolina, exactly. It's just the Jersey Shore that are, or like, not just Jersey, but, you know, all the Northeast, it's all just fucking rocks.
Yeah.
Green water. Remember all the dead jellyfish when we were kids? Yep. I don't see that shit anymore.
It's because there ain't no more jellyfish.
The one day I was there last summer, there was a bunch of jellyfish. Just the one day. And they had the, like, eel kind of shit that floats around, that swim around.
Eels?
They're not eels.
That they said we can commercially fish the shit out of the ocean. There's not going to be any fish left.
Wait, who said that?
I read it the other day. It's like, how the fuck can that happen? Earth's like 76% water. How
true.
Can we outfish the ocean?
No, it's been happening. Because that's why, even if you look at like lobster and shit like that, yeah, we're outpacing the areas that we can fish. We're outpacing their ability to produce fish. So probably out in the middle of the ocean somewhere, there's lots of tuna, but where we can fish it effectively, you know, cost effectively, yeah, we're fishing it out. Because that's like I read, it's just a weird anecdote on kind of the same wavelength, but there was a letter from a bunch of prisoners in Maine that were complaining and they were threatening to riot if they were forced to eat lobster more than 3 days a week.
They're feeding fucking prisoners lobster?
Dude, because lobsters used to be so prevalent, that was the cheap food. Lobster was the cheap food. They like would go out and just round up fucking tons of lobster and feed it to the prisoners. And the prisoners were going to riot because they were sick of eating lobster.
That makes me angry.
I didn't know what lobster tasted like till I was over like 18 or 20.
Yeah.
So I could buy it for myself.
But yeah, it's just like an example of what it used to be like compared to like what it is like today. And, you know, hell, even if you watch like Deadliest Catch and shit, they talk about it. But how they used to go out for like 2 weeks and they would meet their shit for the entire year. And now it takes them like 6 weeks to go out and get the same amount of fish.
Shit.
It sucks, man. It sucks. I like fish.
Speaking of saltwater, you guys heard of graphene?
Is that the lighter than air shit?
Yeah. It's like stronger than steel. It's like it's thin as like a spider's web or something like that.
How do they make it?
I don't know.
It's a crystalline structure that they build up out of graphite.
What's it for?
They're finding that if they strain seawater through it, it becomes drinkable. It's so like, what's the word?
Porous?
Not porous though.
Potable?
Like opposite. Like
dense?
Like mesh, like thick mesh. I don't fucking know.
It's got a very small filtering.
It's good at filtering shit out. Right. So like if you ran seawater through it, it becomes like drinkable like right away. Supposedly. I'm looking into stocks.
Good luck with that.
And they're going to use it for electronics.
Biscuits. Yeah.
Like, in place of, it's way faster than, like, what would they use? Like
platinum.
Platinum and stuff like that.
Silicon.
Yeah, silicon. They're going to use graphene, supposedly. This is the rumor.
Graphene for implants.
I'll have to look at some graphene stocks.
Yeah, I've been checking them out, Mike. If I find a good one, I'll let you know. Yeah.
Yeah, right. He's going to buy them all before he tells you.
John's going to buy all of the stock in the world.
Captain Frugality turns evil.
Don't waste your time trying to buy that stock. I bought it all.
He goes from captain to general.
He's got millions in graphite already, and he's going to sell it. He's dumping it. All you fools.
It actually makes water poisonous.
He's short selling it right here, folks. Right here, folks. He's doing it.
John's stockpiling pencils.
I buy all evil stocks.
He bought out number two pencils.
This shit's going to be like gold when the apocalypse comes.
Oh, you're saying John bought it all and he's trying to sell it now?
Yeah, short selling it right here.
Yeah. I bought stock in this place that pollutes like kids' swimming pools. It's awesome. It's
good idea.
Yeah, dude.
How can you pollute it any worse than it already is? It's like full of piss.
Yeah. Shit, I forget. Did I mention last time? You know the thing about the blue water? You know, like if you piss in a pool...
Yeah, I thought that wasn't true.
It is. That's what I learned that. I didn't know that. It is 100% not true.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you learned it was true when you pissed in the pool.
it was just the Adam Sandler movie thing.
No. It's been around for a long time before that. But companies started selling a sign saying, this pool has been treated with pee be gone or whatever, you know. It was total bullshit. There is no chemical that will turn blue in the pool water when you pee in it. They were just doing it to try and deter people from being in the pool.
Yeah.
It is brilliant.
Chlorine doesn't make your eyes turn red. It's actually urine that makes your eyes turn red when you're in a public pool. So if your kids or your eyes are getting red, it's because there's that much urine in it.
Oh, man.
Awesomeness.
It's awesomeness. I really thought Mike was going to be like, I found out the hard way. It's just like a purple cloud.
It's a better story.
It'd be even worse. Offense, I mean. It'd be even worse if it stained your fucking shorts.
Yeah right. It's...
You get out of the pool, like you're all shamed. Device.
Yeah, it blows up like a paint bomb.
Yeah, really, your whole crotch, your face.
You have to pay for a chemical to remove it.
Look at the scumbag who's peeing in the pool.
Or if your guy's like Dave that enjoys a golden shower, you dip in, like he comes out, his whole head's fucking blue.
Made a mistake, didn't you, little Johnny?
Yeah, right.
You're now we're going to shame you in front of your friends. Yeah,
that's right.
The lifeguard's like, I know I spent our entire budget on that fucking PB gun, but that was worth it.
I caught that little fucker. Well, no, but graphene. Graphene, people.
I like the PB gun. I might put stock in that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. See the new car that runs on water?
No, tell me.
Over in Europe? It's like 900 horsepower, does like 0 to 60 in like 2.6.
What?
And it just runs off just straight up water?
Well, it separates. The water turns into hydrogen.
That's awesome. God, they actually... See, I used to be in on a couple programs where they were doing that when we were doing hydrogen fuel cell aircraft tugs. It is so fucking inefficient, and you need so much... Or at the time when I was doing it, like the fucking thing to... make water into hydrogen was huge. Like, huge. I mean, it was like the size of like a fucking, like a 50-foot trailer, you know, on an 18-wheeler. It was fucking massive. If they made it small, that's awesome, because it's a great idea, but it didn't work when I was doing it.
Need the Back to the Future car. You put trash in it.
Big time. The
Fusion-matic.
The Fusion-matic.
That's right.
So anyway, what?
It's just like need that flux capacitor, dude.
It's just a car that runs off water, and then they can just drive it around. You can drive it, like, as long as you find, like, a lake, you can just fill it up with water from the lake.
I think you got to use distilled water.
Gotcha.
That's wild shit. Energy companies don't like that.
Dude, they got to be shaking in their boots. Like, everyone's like, cable companies and energy.
Well,
like,
what the fuck happened in the last couple of weeks? Gas was, like, 230 2 weeks ago. Now it's, like, 255, 260.
Yeah. Yep, it's going back up.
It's all because of this North Korea bullshit. Bruh.
You think so?
I know so. They're gouging us because they can.
Yeah.
Cocksuckers. Why the fuck are we even afraid of North Korea? You ever look at it at night from satellite?
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah.
Because there's no...
They have enough fuel for like a three-day battle. They're feeding their troops dog food already.
Yeah, it's true.
The only thing they have is nukes.
Yeah.
And they have no great delivery system of them, but they do have nukes.
This guy here's... Here, Ha! Is that the Kim Jong Un?
The emergency Senate meeting tomorrow.
Is that what's going on? The emergency meeting about it.
Trump called the entire Senate to the White House.
Wow,
100 people.
It's going to be huge.
Carpet day. It's going to be huge. We're going to talk about North Korea and Guyana.
Did you guys hear like John McCain talking about Kim Jong Un?
No,
he called him like a little fat kid. He's like, why do I have to worry about some little fat kid what he thinks or something like that? It was just like he was like so fed up with it. I guess I thought that was
actually good. Enough.
Yeah, I liked him for that moment.
Guyana.
He does have that face. You'd kind of, if you got a hold of him, you'd love to like just slap the guy.
Who's that, Kim Jong Un?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he just looks like that one of those guys just want to punch.
Do you think he has to shave? He looks like so like baby faced.
Yeah. He's baby faced. Yeah.
I really want to know.
Allegedly,
I would love to like hear an interview or conduct an interview with someone that went to college with him, because he went to college
They're
in
all
Europe.
Dead, probably.
Well, what about Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, well, fuck.
He knew
Dennis
Kim Jong Il though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dad. No, that was dad. I thought he was going over there to visit.
No, he went over and saw him.
Oh,
he saw
Kim
Jong. Yeah.
Okay.
He'll tell you what his dick tastes like.
Pretty much. That is actually a good point. Yeah.
What was he like in college?
You think he was like sequestered around, like, you know, he had like some, he had to have like bodyguards.
Body, I would think.
Did you guys ever see 16 Candles with like the Asian kid that lives with them?
Long Duck Dong.
Long Duck Dong. It's very similar.
Yes. That's how he acts.
He's probably an introvert. Probably didn't talk to anybody.
I agree with Dave. Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, that they're so fucked up over there. I mean, they have, you know, like whores, like government whores, basically. Well, you know, that are there to entertain the nice. People.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Well, it's like what we're talking about. They have street cops directing traffic that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they have to do it.
Well, what's the...
That's crazy.
The Seth Rogen, James Franco movie?
Oh, yeah. What was that? The Script or something? Or?
The Dick... No.
The Interview.
Yes.
The Dick Pic.
I actually liked that. I thought it was pretty funny.
Where they had like fake stores set up with fake fruit.
I like that movie.
Well, that's all apparently true.
It's like The Notebook.
You like what?
Being honey-dicked. They're honey-dicking you.
They said that hotel is going to open this year.
That empty one that's like shaped like a pyramid.
Yeah, it's a hotel in Pyongyang that's like fucking huge.
Biggest
it has
one
like
in the world.
Yeah, like 1,300 or 1,400 rooms
for no one.
And they started building it in the '80s.
That's crazy.
And then nobody touched it for like 20 years.
Oh my god!
And now he's finally at least finishing part of it.
I love it because the whole country, they're all living out in the middle of nowhere, and like there's only certain select people that are allowed to go to Pyongyang, and
yeah, oh yeah, dude.
Like you're picked like to yeah. be like a specific person to go live in this area.
Yep.
It's just funny. It's just.
Did you ever see the Vice special where they go to North Korea?
No,
and they have like the supermarkets like all fake food and shit.
Really?
And like whatever food is there is like knockoff, but like it's like a set.
Wow.
Like they're like, this is where we grocery shop, and like obviously no one's ever been in it. Like it's super crazy. And like yeah, like you said, like there's a fake hotel, and I think they're like, oh, now it's time for dinner, but it's like this totally staged, like everything in that happens is completely like set up like a play.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy.
TV channel.
Yeah.
One newspaper.
Yep. You know how many? Oh, you know how many websites are in North Korea?
One. No, they don't have the internet.
23.
Wow.
There's 23 websites in North Korea internet.
It
but Dave's right.
Cool story, bro.
I also think it's funny that it is
a
requirement.
Time for that to come out.
Every citizen is required to vote in every election, even though there's only one person on the ballot.
Hilarious. Their lives are so terrible.
I know. That's why somebody was asking, like, what is it going to be like? I mean, because it eventually will fall. Like, what is it going to be like when they're exposed to the outside world?
They're not going to know it's going to take a lot of
time. They'll have no idea because they have never been.
No, yeah. Like, they have no idea.
You have to have a license to have a computer just to get on North Korean internet.
I believe that.
So, like, they're not knowledgeable.
Better than Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, Afghanistan is like hundreds of years
going through mountain passes with no shoes on and
yeah,
shit.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah, they're living.
Hey, we're bringing democracy to you.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah,
we don't need it. We're good, man.
I like that.
The Quran says not to eat the goats that I fuck. I'm good.
Yeah. does it say that? Yeah. Allegedly, I don't want to get into this on this.
All right,
probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I doubt that anyone would be 47 minutes in and be like, wait a second.
Well, Quran reference.
You know what? Fuck them.
Sorry, we can edit it out. We can edit it out.
That's fine.
Leave it. Like a mouse.
I should say you could edit it out.
I'm not going
to.
I'm too lazy. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, they have like a whole fake thing set up in North Korea. It's really crazy. And they have like slave labor camps. You can be like,
oh yeah,
you can be born and die in it. It's like not normal.
That's like I read a thing where they were interviewing some official from North Korea, and they were like, you know, and basically your internment camps. And he was like, well, we don't have internment camps. And they're like, don't you have like, you know, camps with people in them and you know all that shit? And he's like, oh no. And they're like, okay. But don't you have prison camps? And he's like, oh, yeah, we got tons of prison camps. That's totally different.
It's so funny.
You know? It's like that
oh, yeah,
shit.
Man, millions of them.
Well, there's 3 Americans being held in North Korea right now. I don't know what the other 2 did, but the one is that, like, I think he's probably 21 now. Kid, he was over there when he was, like, 18, 19 years old. And on a dare, the father of one of his friends apparently said, bring me back a piece of North Korean propaganda. I will give you $10,000 or I'll give you a $10,000 car. He had a car that the kid wanted that was worth like 10 grand. So the kid pulled a poster off a wall and rolled it up, stuck it in his bag, got caught as he was leaving the country. 40 years he got.
What?
40 years of hard labor because they consider that an act of like aggression against the administration.
Yo, that's nuts.
40 fucking years. That kid's life is over.
So lopsided.
Sad when you pull posters down in North Korea. And it is, really. That's a joke.
It's fucked up.
It is very fucked up.
Well, wait a second, though. Who's the guy that offered him all the money? Like, what a dick.
What a fucking idiot. Yeah.
I'd be pissed at that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Good sound effect, right? That's perfect timing.
Dead on.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, dude.
Bummer, man.
And that's the worst. It was his friend's dad that did it.
Oh, my God.
Like, an adult said, why don't you go to this incredibly oppressive and incredibly aggressive regime and just rip up a poster? I'm sure they won't. I think the other two might be accused of bringing Bibles in. I think that might be it.
Oh, yeah, that can't do that either.
No, there's...
There's only the religion of Kim Jong. No,
I don't know if they're atheists, but...
No, you just worship... it's just communism, and you worship the great leader. That's all.
Is that true? Not Buddhism?
No. I don't think so. I think they...
That's what she said.
I think they're atheists, but I'm not sure. But, yes, you are not allowed to bring any kind of religious material into the country with you.
Japan is the only major modern country that has banned Muslims.
Oh, really? They did?
They don't allow any to immigrate. I don't even think they allow them to visit. They don't
have
any mosques.
Motherfucker.
I didn't know that.
But no one gives them shit for it.
Well, Trump was trying to do that, right?
Well, that'll never happen.
I thought it was funny that, like, I never really thought about this, but, like, 40 years ago, India was a Hindu nation. And like Pakistan was a Hindu name. Okay, you told us that? Yeah, it's
last
fucking
podcast
crazy.
I was on.
Okay. Well, like, that's a very interesting fact, Dave.
Six countries in the last 100 years have converted from either Buddhism, Christianity, to Muslim. And by 2050, France will be a Muslim country. Majority.
You think so? Did that lady win?
Fact.
She's in a runoff.
What does that mean?
The way they do elections in France is there's basically a primary amongst all the parties. So all the parties have one election where you vote for whatever person you want, and then the top two from them go on.
Run again, because there's so much split up.
Well, yeah, they have like 30 political parties there. So
we should have that money.
I agree.
Having two is like not a good choice. We just learned the hard way this last time.
Four would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would settle for three.
I would settle for three, honestly, yeah. Just like
three
another
that could
alternative.
Make a serious challenge.
Like legit. Like
yes.
Yeah.
Don't even care.
Gary Johnson was like almost legit, but not totally.
He was just a little too crackpotty.
That and just not. It's so too one and left and right. That's
as long as it can make a serious like run. I don't care what it is. Yeah. Just do something.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Ross Perot's son is going to run.
Nice.
The biggest problem is everything's in sync in stages. Like you can't change. You can change the president last year, but you can't change the Senate. The Senate's this year. You know, coming up, and then the Congress is or the House of Representatives is next. So like it, because Senate's 6-year term, Congress is 4-year term. It's impossible. They're just too embedded, like ticks. You're not going to be able to shake it up.
They should limit those fucking Senate terms anyway.
I agree.
It's fucking annoying.
How'd they get rid of the Whigs?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
The Whigs kind of became the Republicans.
Is that what happened?
They just kind of absorbed them.
Yeah.
So, I was just curious.
Oh, dude.
Meet the new boss.
I thought maybe like one of the parties fell off at some point. You know what I mean?
No, I think they just kind of not morphed, but yeah, they got absorbed into either the Democratic or
Republican
parties.
I'm pretty sure the wigs went into the Republicans.
Did they wear wigs?
No.
Yeah, powdered white wigs.
It's fucking crazy.
I don't think that was a requirement to be in the party, though.
All those
get the fuck out of here with your natural hair.
Yo, I don't want to see any of that shit here.
I remember
bring it back. Bring that wig shit back, man.
Oh man, I don't know why. Well, I know we're talking about wigs, so I think one of the worst fuck ups, like hitting on women ever for me, was it was at our buddy Greg's wedding in England,
Oh, and that chick. Yeah, that's right.
There was this super hot girl that was really fun and stuff, and she was a lawyer. And I was all drunk, and I was like, "So do you have to actually wear the wig?" And I started laughing, and she's like, "Yeah." And I was just like, giggling that's about hilarious. It.
She was a little cunty, totally. Though.
Oh, she was super cunty.
Sounds so, like she kind of sucked.
Most English broads are a little bit.
This one was like extra.
We love English broads.
Except when they're cunty.
She was. She was.
That's not as insulting in the UK to say that.
No, it's not.
In the US, not it's as insanely insulting.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
It's hot. I mean, it's not a compliment, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, oh, thanks.
You are so cunty.
Thanks, governor.
I'm sure them listening to our bastardization of their language is enough pain.
Why, hello there, Mr. Applebottom.
So that's how you talk.
That's it. I think you nailed it. I think you definitely nailed it.
Nailed it.
They're probably just still pissed about we don't do like floors on buildings the way they do.
Yeah, right.
Wait, what is that?
Maybe. They do ground floor, and then the first floor off the ground is the first floor.
Right.
We do ground 2, 3, 4.
Well, we do one right. Which is the ground floor, ground. And then 2, 3, 4.
Right.
So,
what about L?
I don't know what lobby. L means. That's for the lobby. Yeah. Maybe the lobby's on the fifth floor.
Looked, there's never a 13th floor.
Yep.
And that's bad not line. Always true, though. I have seen 13 floors, but it's you're right. It's so not.
Sometimes
like,
there's L, sometimes there's M for mezzanine level. Yep.
It's there, but you can't actually enter it.
Really?
Seriously?
I never have had a room on the 13th floor.
Have you built buildings that have a 13th floor? But
I haven't.
What do you think's in there? Nothing?
Hodor. It's just a button. Hodor.
Hodor's in there? Nice. That'd be awesome.
Oh, it's just a button. I thought you said there's a whole floor that you can't get in.
Well, some elevators will skip. It'll go 12, 14.
Yeah, it'll go 12, 14, but the 13th floor is actually... They're not going to build a whole entire floor.
I thought
floor.
You were saying they build a whole entire floor. That's
no,
empty.
They have it empty. No, they have the 13th floor is actually the 14th.
Gotcha.
They just don't call it the 13th
I
floor.
I understand.
That's right. Or I would assume if they do actually skip it, they use that for like maintenance.
It'd be such a colossal waste to not...
You gotta call, man.
Yeah, so you gotta call, man.
I don't know.
One of the best movies ever, though, by the way. Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
The remake, reboot was a
terrible.
Never got it's through
awful.
It.
Awful.
Horrible.
Never got through it.
Well, why even remake it? Like, it's so good. Yeah.
It had a built in audience.
Yeah.
It really did.
But why?
I think we talked about this once before. It pissed me off at, like, social justice warriors made that a thing about like, yeah, it's because it's women. And I'm like, no, it's because it's not funny.
Yeah, it's
I don't
really
care
not.
That they're not. Melissa McCarthy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I love
not.
Her. The movie was terrible.
That movie was awful.
Writing was fucking terrible. Some of the worst writing I've ever heard, like ever in a movie. Yeah, jokes were bad.
And fucking she can't save it?
Yeah.
Something's wrong because that girl is ridiculously talented.
Yeah, it was all just bad. Very bad.
Speaking of, not a new movie, but a new TV show. Naked and Afraid XL started last week.
I know you guys are psyched.
I've got balls of steel.
I'm going to tune out for a little bit and let you guys talk about this.
I texted Mike. They had a sneak preview last week.
Did you watch the first episode yet?
The sneak preview was the first episode.
Well, yeah, but I mean the first real episode.
Yeah, but it was that, unless there was a different one.
No, well, I mean, the first episode where they're actually in the jungle, like...
Living?
Yeah.
No. Was it out?
Yeah. It was on Sunday.
It wasn't on Exodus.
Do you think they sell, like, actual ones where the shit ain't blurred out?
Wait, what?
Like, can you go somewhere on the internet and watch it without the ugly parts
blurred out? I'm
the shirts. Their tits and stuff?
Not, but...
Yeah, sure.
I mean, somewhere out there, obviously, there's the footage, but...
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
I don't know if you get anything out of it. Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
They don't usually pick, like, supermodels to be like...
No, I know that. But there's some sick fuck out there that wants to...
Oh, yeah. See him all muddy with, like, bug bites all over him and shit?
Dave needs new jerk-off material. Like these hot, like, pin-up girls, they don't do it. He needs, like, natural.
Some rough stuff.
He needs a muddy chick who hasn't eaten anything in 4 days.
I want to watch her make fire.
Like it'll burn your tongue when you lick it.
Dave wants to see stretch marks and saggy tits swinging like udders.
Dave, do you watch that show?
Fuck no.
Why not, dude? Good. It's like right your alley.
No, no, no. I'm not saying I don't like it. It's just I don't have time.
Oh, okay.
It's all blurred out.
It is, but no, like the just the shit they put those people through is awesome.
This year is going to be particularly grueling.
Yes.
It's Amazon Basin. So it's pretty much just like, it looks like there's just water everywhere.
Water that you don't piss into because they have that one thing that swims
up. Yeah,
the Candiru.
Fucks you up.
That's,
the dreaded Candiru.
That dreaded Candiru.
That's crazy.
Well, I will tell you.
Yeah, fuck.
They got nothing.
Dude, I wouldn't do it.
I will tell you, John, I'm not going to ruin anything for you, but multiple people don't even make it out of the first episode.
What?
I'm serious.
I'm so pissed. I looked everywhere last night and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I watched it. I must have watched it yesterday.
Shit, I gotta watch it tonight. It wasn't on demand either.
It was on demand for me.
Fuck, man, how did I miss it? I only saw the one where they were like all dressed in the boats going somewhere.
Right, like the one where they introduced everybody.
That was like a full hour, right?
Yeah, they did that one, and yeah, there's another one, and
oh man, yeah. I gotta watch it. It's going to be a good season.
It's going to be a very good season.
Like, of all the reality shows, you couldn't pay me to be on that fucking show. Like, that one is the worst. It's so miserable. Like Survivor.
I was watching Amazing Race.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys love
Amazing Race. Thinking how bad me and Chris would smash it.
Yeah.
I texted him and he's like, nah, I won't even watch it. Fuck you.
Damn.
Fine. Don't watch it. Just try out next year. God damn it.
You guys should sign up.
So Chris won't do it with me. Who do you think else would be a good partner?
For you?
Me and Kevin.
Oh, Jesus, no.
My road dog.
You guys do have a lot of travel experience.
Do it. That would be funny, though.
That would be a good.
It would be good.
Kevin insults on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that'd be great.
It'd be fantastic.
I think you just called it, man.
He'd be like awesome. Burning everybody.
Yeah,
so we'll help you. We'll help you.
Dave.
Fuck these people. We're going to send them the wrong way. It was funny. The episode I was watching last week, they had to build a ladle and they had to work in Africa. And like just to see the tool skills on these people was like, what the fuck? Me and Chris would have, either one of us would have built it in like 10 minutes.
Right.
There was a woman crying. They made her make it like four fucking times. She went from like third place to second last.
What did they
make
it from?
Like a water ladle or a soup ladle?
They give you some like malleable like sheet metal and you had to use hand punches. And she wasn't strong enough to use tin snips to cut out.
Oh
like,
my God.
Did you have like a sandbag to bang it on? Or?
They had all these primitive tools.
Okay. So you got something roughly.
But I mean, like, the cool part of the show is like, okay, you get to this bazaar in Africa, and you can either go in this building and you have to search through like six different rooms of boxes and find a key that opens a lock and it gives you the clue to where to go next. Or you have to walk through and find three royal doors. So you have to ask like the native people. And, like, some of the people found some people that explained it to them, and then, boom, they found them. And then you keep getting sent to, you know, destination after destination. I mean, it's a really cool show.
Mm.
You got to be on it, man.
Yeah.
You guys would be fucking TV gold, Emsley Brothers.
I think that would be good. I'd like to see you guys on Naked and Afraid. Dude, did you ever see there's
somebody get their dick ripped off.
There's a James Franco.
Dick ripped out of socket.
Who's James Franco and who's the
Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen. They did like a parody of Naked and Afraid together. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, really?
It's really funny, them together in the woods. It's just, I don't know. Stupid, but.
Yeah, Tara's probably watching the first episode of Naked and Afraid XL right now.
Oh, man.
She was falling asleep last night when I'm watching it, and there were a lot of parts that I was like, she doesn't want to see that. Because, yeah, there's some...
Some people don't even make it the first episode?
No, multiple people do not make it the first episode.
That I could not be on that show. It's too much.
It's brutal, man.
Like, I was watching them just being in the water, and I felt, like, uncomfortable. Like, I was just like, ugh, I did not need to be that uncomfortable in the water for days. Fucking piranhas shit.
I know, because like where they are, I mean, there's hardly even any dry land there. It's insane.
It's the most inhospitable land for human beings.
They may as well just do like Naked and Afraid Antarctica.
See how fast it takes them to freeze to death. It's fucking crazy, man. So yeah, Naked and Afraid is back out. Check it out. We're going to love it.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fucking great. So moving on from there...
Yes.
I don't know. Everybody's looking. Okay, I'll bring something else. Okay.
Well, I was going to talk about the fireworks assembly when we were junior high.
We could talk about that, dude.
Well, see, that's what's fucked up in today's world. Like, my kids are 14 and 9. I'd get to find them play with fire.
Yeah. Let's tell the story.
What, how we all used to make pipe bombs?
No. That's not true. So, what happened in junior high was this kid, there was like kind of like a pipe bomb fad, right?
Yeah, we're making them out of CO2.
Everybody's making pipe bombs and shit. This kid makes a pipe bomb, and what happened? He was sealing it.
He was sealing the wick with a wax. With wax.
Don't
with
say
wick,
his name.
With Josh C.
Dude, I just said don't. Well, that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
C.
Yeah, that's fine.
Could so just, he was sealing. Okay. It was at an expired CO2 cartridge. He packed it with match heads. And he was putting the waterproof wick that we used to buy at the hobby store.
Yep.
And he was sealing the with wax.
Yeah.
And lit the fuse.
It's fucking awful, dude. He panicked
and dropped it between his legs. But thank God the explosion went up and down. And he took part of his leg off instead of going, if it went east-west,
yeah,
it would have had no balls off. Blown
his whole bottom of his body off.
So the school catches wind of it.
They had a helicopter came in to get him and shit, remember?
And they brought the Philadelphia Bomb Squad to give us an assembly. It was the coolest assembly ever. They showed us kids with their hands blown off.
It was literally like
blowing up
faces
mannequins.
Of death assembly.
Looked like Jason Pierre-Paul's hand.
It was just pictures of kids fucked up from fireworks, like over and over and over, right?
And then they started blowing up mannequins out in the front yard.
And then they took M80s and blew up mannequins. Did you guys get this assembly?
No, they were at Lenape.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, I didn't know if it was like across the board. Were you there for that, Chris?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that was like the ultimate assembly.
It was ninth grade.
Ninth grade? Yeah, we love that assembly, man.
When the Edge came.
Is that the band?
Yeah.
we got the Chasers.
That I remember, yeah.
But yeah, so we had a like fireworks safety assembly after the kid blew himself up. But it was a pipe bomb that blew him up. So, oh, and they were like, don't read Anarchist Cookbook. Half the shit in there will fucking blow up on you right away. I don't think he was cursing when he did the speech. But
it's like scared, I don't believe straight.
So. It was like scared straight.
Listen,
for
you
us.
Little dumb fucks. Like yelling at you.
Well, me and DB found like a humongous three inch diameter PVC pipe bomb in the cafeteria.
Holy shit.
At UNAMI. And he put it in his book bag. And then we went behind the Highlands and we dumped all the matches out and lit it on fire.
Oh my God, dude. It's like dangerous just to have it in your. Well, I guess could that blow up off impact?
Negative.
No.
You need
explosives
fire.
Explosives need heat and compression.
Yeah. So like, the odds of it going off,
slim to none.
But
we found it laying on a table in the cafeteria.
That's crazy.
In
like,
junior
was
high.
Was someone going to blow up the school?
No. Come on. What do you?
I don't know.
You're a kid of the '80s.
It's a new millennium, dude.
No. Now.
It's the new millennium.
Those thoughts didn't. Ring through anyone's head.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I think
like if anyone was going to do it, it'd probably be Dave because he got picked on so much.
No, he wouldn't do it.
No, he didn't.
You're right though. He wouldn't even like register as like that's what was going to happen. You're totally right. Like we would have heard about it and be like, oh, some dumb fuck was going to blow up a mailbox out front.
That was fun too.
We did the mailbox thing.
Never did that.
Yeah. Kevin loved doing
even after
parties.
All the beatings you gave him and like you shoved that mop handle up his ass.
Kick me in the ribs.
Those were the days. Yeah. I never kicked you in the ribs.
I know. I'm kidding.
Stabbed him in the back with a pencil.
I was telling my kids about tackle football in gym class. I know we've talked about it on the podcast. They think it's the
tackle
funny...
baseball.
Tackle baseball. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. They think it's the funniest thing in the world.
What was wrong with that gym teacher? Like fresh out of college, shows up, goes, you know what? I'm going to pick the weak ones and have the popular kids beat the
was
fuck
that Mr.
out
T?
Of them. Yeah, Mr. T.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that before, but like it's just insane because they're like, "What did you play tackle baseball?" And I was like, "Yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you the story."
Doctor. How much time we got left?
Not much, man. I think it's time to move on.
Uh oh. Sure sounds like it. Ooh, moving on to that F. Mary Kill this week. Speaking of, well, not high school, but going back a few years, doing American Pie this week, the first movie. This song's so terrible.
I love this song by James.
Did you cover it?
I can play it for you right now. I used to play this song all the time.
She always
dude.
Comes when she's on top.
Fuck yeah.
You think you're so pretty.
Did you play Addiction?
Wait, what's that?
Could you play Addiction?
I could probably. I know this song better than I know.
It's your own song.
Wrote. Yeah. Wow. That was never like one.
Could you play Space Hog Meantime?
No.
Can you play?
Did I used to play it?
I don't know.
Never.
It was like in your genre.
I used to love that song though.
What was the other one? The Cumbersome.
I love Cumberbun.
Yeah, Cumbersome. Yeah, I remember that came out a lot. Anyway,
I won't tell him your name.
That's yeah. Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls. That's you, Chris.
That's Dave.
That's Dave, the fat
girl. I've been told I look like this.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. All right, let's hit it. American Pie. What
American
the
Pie. So we got Allison Hannigan as Michelle Flaherty.
Good choice.
Shannon Elizabeth as Nadia and Tara Reid as Victoria Latham.
I'm going first.
I know you've been chopping it a bit, right?
No, I'm banging Allison Hannigan. Just because you know nice. She's a freak, you know, she'll put a fucking flute up her ass or something. I'm gonna marry Shannon Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Because she's the hot one. She's got great tits. And I'm gonna kill Tara Reid just because she got a fucked up tit job, but.
We're going at the time.
I know. We're going by character, too, but she was fucking annoying into that character. and I'd go with Nadia because she can barely speak English, so I'll just keep her in the background. And
that was her debut.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's correct.
What a debut, man.
Pretty much.
This is a very tough one, in my opinion.
It's not easy.
That's fucking easy.
No, because like Allison Hannigan has the next girl next door hot kind of thing going on. She's got a great smile. Tara Reid at the time was just unbelievably good looking. And so is Shannon Elizabeth.
You got to go by character, though.
Yeah.
She was fucking annoying, Tara Reid. Or whatever her name was.
She was. I honestly think I probably would end up effing Tara Reid, marrying Allison Hannigan, and killing Shannon Elizabeth.
Wow. That is just a bombshell,
you just
folks.
Flip the fucking table.
That's crazy to say that.
That's an abomination.
I know. It's crazy to say
that's
it.
That's a crazy one. I did not see that coming.
I didn't see that coming either.
You blindsided me with that.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, Allison Hannigan, I think, would be the most fun long term.
Might be right.
I go with one and done because she's a fucking freak. She wanted to stick a flute up Jim's ass.
Well, you know. When in Rome.
She'd be fun to just hang around and watch TV with, bro.
A little vape and a pape. Yeah.
She'd be good for the vape and a pape.
Oh, absolutely.
She'd be out there droning with you. Dueling drones.
Some hot seshes.
She could, like, she'd, whatever, give me a soundtrack.
I'm sure she'd have, like,
on a flute.
A drone doll. Like a fucking dildo on the drone.
It's drone dill.
Drone dill.
Drone dill.
I think drone dough's better.
Drone dough's definitely better. Might be the name of the podcast right there.
I think it is. Like fly the drone dough, dip it in some lube while you're like flying around. Like,
hold on, I gotta make a pit stop.
Like,
ready to go. That's a game. See how many times you can get it dipped in there?
Delicately dip it in the loop.
All right. Just the tip. Focus, baby. Just we only tip. Got 8 minutes of battery life.
Get stuck in your ass. You going, Dave?
Yep. Allison Hannigan. Take her on the date of her life. Give her the ride of a lifetime.
A date she would never forget.
Hit it and then quit it.
Sure.
Then I'm killing Nadia. Can't stand her.
What?
I don't know. Something about her. I don't.
She's too tall.
Yeah.
She's pretty tall.
I'd have to stand on a box to fuck her and have her kick it out when I come. So I'm going to kill her.
Wait. So I don't even know the logistics of that.
I have no idea. Sounds funny.
Are you
hilarious.
And I'm marrying Tara Reid. I like fucked up titties.
That's awesome.
So they weren't fucked up at the time.
I need to wrap my head around the kick in the box.
It's so funny.
Are you depending on her to pull you out so you don't come inside her?
You know when you're fucking a girl, when you're standing up, you're going up inside her. So I'm like...
No, I'm going down.
No. It doesn't matter. You have to go up.
That's not her vagina then, Chris.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Vaginas, and that's have one to go grow up on. Into it. Even if they're laying on their back, you're going up inside, right?
Oh, no. On their back, yeah.
Even when they're standing up.
With a bent over? It's like
you're
parallel.
From the front. So you're on the box
tiptoeing.
And then you tell her to kick the box out when you're ready. And you
kick the box!
Wow, that is That is awesome.
Just kick him with a box.
More than we ever wanted to know about box kicking.
Absolutely. You know where I heard that reference from, to be honest?
What's
where?
That?
John told me that story. There was a crazy British guy he used to work with me? That brought it up like about 22 years ago. When he was painting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a crazy British guy I used to paint with.
Yeah. And he said that.
He was a good guy.
I've locked it in my memory bank. And
he was short.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
So I stole that reference.
From Forgot Bob. About that guy. That's Bob was a great guy, man. You're listening, Bob.
Shout out to you, Bob.
Shout out to you, man.
22-year callback.
Bob and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Jerry was the Irish guy that I worked with.
Sure. Oh, no, it's just a fucking
sure it wasn't
Benetton up in there.
It's a Benetton.
It's a sure it wasn't
bland Benetton. Yeah.
There's a Zulu warrior.
That's very pasty.
The pasty Benetton.
Yeah, no, there's a Zulu warrior we worked with. He was a painter, too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
John the Welshman.
Yeah, I was a Welsh guy, and then we had got the beret on. He's a French guy.
You sure it wasn't Neil and Bob? Is that their names, or is that what they do?
No.
Neil and Bob.
One guy wore a turban. He painted with a scimitar. Really, an Asian guy that was really good at like painting with all four, like karate style. He would just throw paint at the wall. Like, hey, hey, hey.
Daniel LaRusso.
Daniel LaRusso.
Call in the paint squad.
Yeah. You go. All
right.
You know what you're doing?
Yeah. Kill Allison Hannigan. I can't stand her.
Wow.
I don't like her.
Bombshell right there. I've not seen that coming.
Do not like her.
One time.
Bang Tara Reid.
And you go marry
Shannon Elizabeth. By a long shot. I remember that movie came out. Somebody's like, yo, there's a movie coming out, but these guys that fuck pies. I was like, I gotta see that movie. That's gonna be a good movie.
She is just ludicrously hot in that movie, though.
Yeah. It's great. But like the movie, there's only one pie fucking scene.
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
But like I was under the impression like that was the plot of the movie.
Right. Right.
Jim, you won't tell your mom.
What's it like? It's like warm apple pie. Who says that? Stifler?
No.
I think it was Chris Klein.
Klein says it. Yeah. Stifler gets introduced in that movie, though.
Yeah,
like, yes. That's his first.
Well, yeah, it's first great American.
Great
characters. They're in all of them, yeah. Except for.
He's in all of them.
No, I'm saying Stifler was in all.
No,
of them.
There's later on the later on episodes.
Tara Reid wasn't in all of them.
No.
The later American Pies, it's Stifler's cousin.
Yeah, Beta House. Like, rules,
or whatever. Like
Beta House, and there's some of them are like really funny.
The guy fucks the sheep, but he gets hard, and like they.
No, that was Green Mountain State, the movie.
Oh, is that what that was?
Gets fucked by a goat.
No, this guy, they're doing, I think it's Beta House.
Then maybe it is Beta House.
I think they're you can't get hard or something. I forget. It's like, a weird premise. We're watching it at your house. I remember it. The chick comes out in like a sheep costume, and he's getting hard.
Yeah. That's like an old standby of college movies. Like bestiality.
Yeah. You know what the key to fucking sheep are, right?
No.
Well, you got to wear high boots. You can drop their hind legs inside the boots so they can't walk away. Put them and then you put them on a cliff or an incline so they back up into you.
Wow. So creepy.
It's a lot of planning.
poor sheep.
I know. God, poor thing.
Until it falls over and brings you with it. Yeah. Your boots are connected to it. That would not be a good way to go.
That's the risky run, dude.
Just keeps backing up.
Risky run to get that nut.
Get that good cheap tank.
Sheep's like, should I just jump or like just let this happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a drone doe shows up, gets the front of the sheep. Mike's like banging his mouth.
Each time you get a little DP.
A
little DP action going on.
Sheep's like, this can't get any.
This can't possibly get any.
If you do put your dick in a calf's mouth, you gotta come quick because it starts biting you.
Know these things, man. What are you doing?
I think he's making this up.
Oh, alright. Oh, okay.
It's like when it's getting the udder. If it doesn't get the milk fast enough, it starts biting the teeth.
Wow.
That's probably true.
No, I believe that.
Mike, what is the Black Company?
The Black Company is it was my favorite book series when I was, in like high school.
Oh, they're making kind
of
series?
They are. Yeah, it's kind of, it's very like gritty fantasy, kind of Game of Thronesy style. But it has a little more magic and stuff than Game of Thrones does. But yes, Elijah Dushku just purchased the rights to the entire series and has it planned out with her. And I forget the director or the producer that she hired or that she's working with has a lot of credentials, but I can't for the life of me remember what the fuck he did. But he's got some pretty good TV credentials and stuff. So yeah, they are planning to develop it and film it as a TV show.
Nice.
It, basically, cool. I think they're trying to, you know, they're, Game of Thrones is coming to an end, and this just started, so it's going to take several years to get
right.
get going, but I think they're trying to kind of catch that
wave.
When that wave's done with Game of Thrones, trying to catch it next.
As long as they're doing it on like Showtime or something, they're going to need to do it on something like that.
They absolutely are, because like it's yeah. fucking brutal. Like, it is a brutal series.
I remember the first book. That's the only one I read.
Yeah.
It's good. It's
really good. Yeah, but you know,
Elijah
brutal.
Dushku was in the final season of Banshee.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was a heroin addict.
Nice.
And cop.
Jumped out.
She gets, I won't go into it.
God, she gets jugular ripped out by a German Shepherd.
That's the other, other chick smashes the guy's face in with a padlock and then pushes his face in the German Shepherd. Eats him. That's right. We watched that episode of Banshee. You were like, what the fuck is this show?
Wow, this is fucking brutal.
Anyway.
But yes, that's coming up.
That sounds good.
Writer's strike. It's going to fuck up everything. The writer's strike.
Oh, is there going to be another one?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
It's been 10 years.
That was 10 years ago?
Yeah. That's when all that reality TV show bullshit came out.
I'm
yeah.
so old. I can't take it. That was 10 years ago. I remember watching like Conan O'Brien. He's like, we have no writers. I'm just going to spin my wedding ring on the table. It was like the weirdest time in the world.
It cost the entertainment industry $2.1 billion.
Wow.
Writers lost like $238 million.
All my favorite shows disappeared.
Yeah.
Like Journeyman.
So, some shows that I liked never,
Animal.
Like Man. Never came back the same. Scrubs never recovered from it.
Scrubs
never.
Turned into the shittiest show.
It was so
ever.
Bad.
It was like the best.
Oh, yeah. First five seasons. I'd say the first five. First five seasons are amazing.
They're good.
Writer's strike happened. Totally shit.
It became like a zany, like, let's get wacky.
It was like zany, or they just rehashed jokes that they had already done in the first five
gotcha.
Seasons.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And it's like, probably if you were watching on a weekly basis, you might not have noticed it, but I was binge watching it. So I'm like, I saw that joke 2 days ago.
You
like,
saw
what the
decline.
Fuck?
You saw it decline right in front of you.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy is in the last like 5 or 6 years, television writing has like hit an apocalyptic level. It's awesome.
Yeah.
TV's better
like
than
the shows.
Movies.
Yeah, that's true.
So like either it can get better or it's going to get worse.
There's nowhere to go but down.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I don't think TV shows are written that great, to be honest.
There's some out there that are pretty fucking good.
From the 80s?
Yeah. I've been watching Wonder Woman, dude. I love that show.
With Linda Carter?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Oh, man, it's good.
Horrible.
I'm with Dave on this one. TV's better today.
I like episodic. Wait, is that right?
Yeah,
episodic. I like what's one-off.
Yeah, where
it's
a
serial.
Okay, I can understand that.
I like to just put on a show, watch it for 1 hour, and that's all I need to watch, no matter where I come in, and I'm happier.
I can understand that, but it does like that does limit what they can
Absolutely.
Do with the show.
You can't do anything.
No,
there's no like.
All you can do is you can have two characters, basically, or you know, a couple characters that you develop, and then you have to put them in situations, and that's it. You can't do anything else.
Yes, that's what I like.
Watch the Mick.
No,
it's hilarious.
I heard it's great.
It's amazing.
Really?
Is that though? Isn't it like one of the chicks from It's Always Sunny and
D. Reynolds?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
She's amazing in it.
Really. Then, I think I saw part of one episode. It wasn't bad.
Oh, it gets better.
Really? I'll have to check it out.
I'm hoping Son of Zorn gets renewed for a second season.
Dude, Son of Zorn is like a great show.
Dude, ended in such a cliffhanger. Zorn gets captured. They take him back to Zephyria because it all went to shit because...
Zephyria. It's awesome. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I love that show,
Vulture Zord.
There's a documentary on Vulture Zord.
Yeah.
That he's like a good guy. He's like, his name is Vulture Zord.
Yeah. It's awesome. Zorn smashes the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you guys. Like, the writing is great, but, like, I don't need that.
Yeah, see, I like long shows like that. Yeah,
I need
like Better Call Saul right now is just fucking amazing.
Bringing the heat, dude. I fell asleep halfway through last night, but it's good. It's good. This season is so like good. What we've been waiting for two seasons, right?
Yeah, the first season was pretty. They were so both slow. Boring. See, I still liked them, but they were very slow. Yeah, but yeah, this season shit's actually happening.
You have to set it up.
Yep.
Yeah, they really set it up, man.
Yep, Gus Fring's back. Oh yeah,
dude, it's good. And, yeah,
that's the whole thing. Like the way Breaking Bad ended.
Yeah,
it's like open ended.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean they could start, you know, have Better Call Saul pick up a couple of years after, you know, after Breaking Bad.
He goes into witness protection. He goes on Malcolm in the Middle.
Well, no, he's dead.
Oh right, no. He dies at the end.
Well, you never saw him actually die, but you saw him bleeding out.
You never know.
That's true.
Scott, you ready to make your picks, dude?
I am, man. I've been ready. I'm gonna kill Tara Reid. I'm gonna bang Nadia, and I'm gonna marry Allison Hannigan.
Whoa, oh, wow!
I think we've had every possible combination. Yes. Well, there's only three. How many combinations are there? Three?
No, there's nine.
Nine. Oh, we didn't have every then.
All of us were different, though.
Three times three.
Yeah, all of us were. I think different.
Everyone was different. We're all different.
Different
all
strokes, baby.
We all have different strokes. The way we pull our fucking hogs.
Well, I'm a lefty.
That's why you got to switch hands, gentlemen, so it doesn't curve.
Gator stroke.
Keep it straight.
Man, words to never live by. No,
yeah.
I got a straight one.
Should that be the episode name? I got a straight one.
Oy.
So yeah, it's been a long run, guys. It was three solid years of Juggalos and Lance Crackers.
I miss those Lance Crackers. You stopped bringing them in. I mean, not that I ate any of them anyway.
I remember when I brought over Little Caesars. Everybody turned their nose up at it.
I fucking love
it. I'd eat Little Caesars. Everybody was like, second.
Fuck you, asshole.
No, you're exaggerating. Give me a break. Stop.
I don't think I'm remembering right.
No, you're not.
What's up, D?
Bring the deep dish.
Yeah, dude. I got the cheapo, whatever.
Never been
cheapo.
To CC's?
Oh, imagine that.
I got a little penis pizza.
Yeah, you should bring the, what was it? Little Caesars had like, it's wrapped in 3 feet of bacon. Right? Yeah. It's fucking three strips.
Yeah, right. It's like not that much. No. Yeah.
If you say 3 feet, sounds good.
Sounds crazy.
Three strips of bacon.
You're like, eh.
But Sunday.
3 feet of bacon.
Yeah. Little Caesars was awesome, dude. Fucking cheesy bread was the shit.
I had it at Kmart.
My sister used to manage the one in Doylestown.
Oh, is that where Little Caesars is in that Kmart shopping center?
No, they used to have it in the front of Kmart.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. Mm. They still have Kmart?
Yeah, they're all going out of business.
Willow Grove has one, I think.
Yeah, Doylestown's is still going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was the other thing, like, with the Pizza Hut? Like, they have the stuffed crust, but, like, do they have, like...
The garlic knot crust?
No, it was like
they do, yeah.
What about don't the balloon they? Knot crust?
Isn't there like another like a stuffed pie or something? I don't know. I thought they like try to like make the actual like cheese in the underneath the dough, like in the center of the dough.
Like, is there something like a whole like stuffed that? Yeah. Stuffed pie?
It's like double layer, like
probably
double layer pizza.
Yeah, it's
cheese.
Basically a fat bastard pie.
It's like they're just trying to come up with so many gimmicks. Yeah. It's like just make good food. And yeah, people eat.
I like Pizza Hut though.
Every once in a while, because it's good.
It's so much fucking grease.
Well, it's so greasy.
It's the way that they make the pizzas up in like Wilkes-Barre and stuff. They like. Put like a thin layer of oil in the pan. Yep. It's a deep dish. They deep fries the dough.
Yeah.
I worked at Pizza Hut for 1 month when you I was did? Like 18.
Yeah.
How'd that the one in Montgomeryville?
Yeah.
Nice.
And every night, like before you left, you take all the pans. You need to do like one squirt of oil in the smalls, two in the mediums, and just load them up with oil. And they would just sit with oil and then I guess the dough maybe. I don't remember exactly.
No, the dough wouldn't go in.
The dough wouldn't go in. So you would just... have all the pans oiled up, and then when they cook them, like Chris said, it's pretty much deep frying the crust in
the pan.
Yeah, that was why I like because I just can't do it, dude. Like when I would eat like two pieces of Pizza Hut pizza, I would feel like I wanted to vomit.
Meat lovers, man.
Every 10 years, I need like a Pizza Hut, and I need to remember why I don't eat it anymore.
Well, the actual dough was pretty thick.
I love it.
It wasn't like a deep dish, but it was deep enough. It's not like Chicago where it's like fucking two and a half inches thick.
Spatola's makes a garlic knot pizza. I've eaten it by the slice twice, and then I ordered the actual pizza, and it was like $30. And it was like, I ate it for 4 days and only ate half of it because it was fucking garlic knots. It's like 2.5 inches thick.
That's saying something. If it took you, you could only eat half of it in like 4 days. That's like...
Spatola's the shit.
One of the guys was busting on me for eating all those Blue Dog sandwiches. He was a cook there. He's like,
"Yeah,
the fuck, Dave? You don't eat that much?" Because I said, "I don't eat that much." He's like, "I used to eat more." He's like, "How many guys do you know can eat that roast or that breaded pork loin sandwich or those death burgers you eat at Blue Dog?" It's like, you always finish them.
I had lunch there today, actually.
Nice.
Like the hammered out pork. It's like they take a piece of pork and they make it like 3/8 of an inch thick.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I don't know, like a 10-inch round piece of pork.
God. Yeah.
And they put it on a bun, but like you can't eat it. Because it's like you got to cut it into quarters then stack it.
That's because like growing up in Iowa, that's a huge Iowa thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, is that pork tenderloin sandwich like that? Yeah. And that's exactly how they do it in Iowa.
Well, it's all flatten it out.
It is, but it's good. Yeah, it's good food.
Speaking of presentation, though, at 8A, I did have my friend's food truck. They had the pulled pork parfait.
Yeah.
Really good. It's like corn, collard greens, pulled pork, mashed potatoes, and then it has like a barbecue drizzle with cheese and then a stick of bacon in there.
Oh, nice. Man. Heart attack.
So good.
Yummy. No motherfucking pickles again this year at 8A.
Yeah. That's some pig food truck. Very good. Check it out.
They are good. Great stuff.
All right. Getting out of here then?
That's right.
All right. So don't forget to check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. We're online, alrightalreadypodcast.com, on Stitcher, iTunes. Anybody else got anything to shout out? Anybody?
Saying 3 years, three great years, guys.
3 great years, yeah.
Been through a lot. Next year we'll be full speed ahead. I bought a Super Bowl ad.
Wow, that's awesome.
Coming.
Nice. Work that deal. I love it. All right, well, we'll see you in a few weeks, guys.
All right.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.